Welcome to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're in your golden years, 65, or maybe approaching 65. We invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I often joke that my kids get older while I don't. I do wish that were true, but it's not. To be able to sit on the floor and play with future grandchildren for me is a must. To be able to walk upstairs without getting too winded is ideal. In this episode, we're talking with experts about how to stay active and why the benefit of being active is possibly the magic pill we're all looking for as we get older. But first, founded in Port Charlotte, Florida in 2008 and now headquartered in Fort Myers, Millennium Physician Group has quickly become the leading independent physician group with more than 800 healthcare providers across the Southeast. Nationally recognized as a leader in value-based care with consistently high levels of physician engagement, Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients by providing a comprehensive and coordinated approach to healthcare. We also want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and schedule your next primary care visit online at MillenniumPhysician.com. According to AARP, I found this article titled, Five Things to Do in Your 50s to Be Active at 80. Well, they mention five basic health-related things that may seem like common knowledge to you, like know your numbers, move more, cut down on sugar and salt, focus on bone health, and prioritize strength training. All very doable, but what we don't usually know is where and how to start. Specifically on the one about moving more. We're going to learn all about that today. Our first guest is Sarah Malone. She's from the Active After 50 group located here in Northeast Florida. And Sarah, welcome back to the show. You've been on before. I love having you as a guest because even though you're not 50,
I am not.
You are not. You are very well versed in this topic, and what you're doing in our community is huge. So first of all, give us a little bit of background about Sarah Malone, and then we are going to talk about all things important about staying active.
Yeah. Hi, Michelle. It's so great to be back and talk to you as always. The Active After 50 group got started kind of by accident. I'm a former athlete. Events have been in my background for a long time. But it wasn't until my own grandmother, she had Alzheimer's before she passed, and I watched my mom struggle with how to connect with different caregivers and manage that whole process. So it kind of started as you know, I saw the need. So Active After 50 group got started. It used to be called Active Boomers and Seniors. So mm-hmm. Our events were targeted towards a 65 and up crowd. But over the last few years, we've done a really good job at moving that down to a 50 to 65 age group. Because as you said, staying active is so important, not just for seniors, but for everyone. So these expos, Jacksonville is coming up in March 18th will be its seventh annual year at UNF. Mm. And we're really excited to be back again this year, just connecting local people with businesses who have something to offer, whether that be, you know, ways to stay active or how to gauge how active you are, like Millennium and things like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, we did a show last week with a cardiologist and a primary care physician about how important it is to just keep moving. And especially February is Heart Health Month. And we talked a lot about knowing your numbers, your blood pressure numbers, your cholesterol numbers, your weight, your BMI. And at your events, you're bringing all of this to like one place. So it's not just going to see your doctor or going to see a cardiologist. You have options to talk to people and learn more. Let's talk about why you bring all of these people together and how you do it. You know, how are you able to bring all these people together at one time?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, hopefully when I'm talking to people, especially new business owners, people that I'm just meeting, hopefully they can see, you know, my approach is not a salesy approach at all. You know, I just want to educate businesses on what, you know, what they already know. And that is that people who live locally are just yearning for that information. So we have conversations about that. And usually they're right on board to come and to be a part of it and to, you know, participate. We have vendors who do offer blood pressure screenings, BMI checks and things like that. So that's so important. But we also work with vendors who, you know, might be private gym studios designed to work with you know, someone who's older, who's had injuries, who's, you know, looking to get in shape from starting from the age of 60, who, you know, maybe they never worked out before in their lives. These gyms are tailored to them.
Yeah, it's nice to walk around the room and just say, oh, gosh, these are people I've been meaning to call. I've just never gotten around to it. There's insurance agents there to help with Medicare planning and just answer your questions that you might not otherwise know who to get in touch with. Going back to the importance of just staying active, what have you seen, you know, with your own family and as they age, like your dad, for example? I know your dad is super active and he's very involved in the boomers and seniors arena here in town too.
Yeah, definitely. So my dad, I think, honestly, retiring to Florida was a great fountain of youth treatment for my dad, if you will. You know, growing up, he would coach my teams and be a part of it, but he wasn't that active, you know, guy. He wasn't going to go work out. And I have seen a huge improvement in him and my mom's just overall quality of life over the last 5, 6, 7 years since they've been getting more involved. You know, my dad is an avid pickleball player, which we'll talk about a little more.
I cannot wait to have that conversation.
But, you know, he's out there every morning, and it's so funny because the people that he plays with are doing the same thing. You know, they know how important being active is. My parents are recent new grandparents. So like what you were saying, you know, if my mom couldn't get down on the ground with my daughter, that would just break her heart. So for my own family, you know, our personal, everyone has a different personal goal. And I think it's finding what that goal is for you and really, you know, making the most of it.
Yeah. So the next show that you're having, Active After 50, is on Saturday, March 18th at the University of North Florida University Center there from 10 to 2. In years past, you've had like a blood bus as well. I remember you do canned food drives at times too. Yeah. Is there anything, what am I trying to say, Sarah? I think just getting people there is so important because, like you were saying, if you've never been active, there's a full-blown pickleball court inside this building or even in the parking lot. And we are going to have a great pickleball conversation coming up in the next segment. But the atmosphere is so welcoming to people of all ages, even young ones. But for the 50 and over community to have a place to go to get answers, I think is extraordinary what you're doing.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we have vendors from a huge variety of industry. You know, we have people come and find someone who they've been looking for years to design their closet or renovate their home because they're getting ready to downsize. So you can find, you know, realtors there. You can find, you know, those various vendors who can help you get your house ready. If you're not looking for living options, there is a medical side to it. You can find a new primary care physician. You can find specialists. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's not what you're looking for, there's financial planners and people who don't know about long-term care insurance and things like that. So there really is something for everyone. There's a ton of information you might not even know that you're looking for that's important to know.
Yeah. Where can people go to learn more? Because Jacksonville isn't the only one you have coming up. You have Fernandina Beach, Orange Park. Talk about where people can find out more if they're not in our direct area.
Yeah, the easiest way is to visit our Facebook page. It's Active After 50 Online. That's Active After 50 Online. And the website, activeafter50online.com. You know, on the website, there's tons of information about the expos, but also it's an online resource directory where they can find, you know, all those resources locally in from the comfort of their home.
Yeah, it's a plethora of information, if you will. All right, Sarah, stick around because coming up in the next segment, we are going to talk all things pickleball. I'm so excited. A certified pickleball instructor and coach is going to join us. This is going to be a good stuff. So you definitely want to stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, maybe approaching 65, or just making healthcare decisions for a loved one. We invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I often joke that as my kids get older, I don't. Well, I wish that were true. It's definitely not. To be able to sit on the floor and play with future grandchildren, of course, is a must. It's a top priority of mine. And to be able to walk upstairs without getting too winded is ideal as well. In this episode, we're talking with experts about how to stay active and why the benefit of being active is possibly the magic pill we're looking for as we get older. All right, pickleball has become quite popular. And for a while, it was that old person's sport, you know. But now I see people on my Facebook page that are younger than me playing pickleball. I want to know all the rage. And joining us now is Pam Hatch, a PPR certified pickleball instructor and coach. She's joining us with Sarah Malone still from Active After 50 group located here in Northeast Florida. And Pam, I see the courts that Sarah and her dad, Eddie, put up at every one of these expos. They're popping up all over the place, the parks and everything. So we'll get to that. But first, welcome to the show, Pam. Tell us all about yourself.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Michelle. I tell you, I could talk about pickleball 24/7. I love it. We're all about it. I'm also a pickleball ambassador for Northeast Florida, which is very exciting. So
how did you get started?
I tore my ACL playing tennis and did not like to be sidelined. And a girlfriend told me about a pickleball program at a local church there in Jacksonville, and where they give beginner lessons. So we went there and found how easy and fun it really was. So, and Sarah's right, talking about quality of life. It certainly does provide a lot of that for all ages, actually.
So how did you, when you tore your ACL, must have been devastating, I'm sure, for someone who's active. How old were you when that injury happened?
Yes. Well, you know, after that happened, I had to, you know, a little rehab going on. The good thing about pickleball is it's a smaller court. I didn't have that much ground to cover. So I could just pick it up very easily.
Yeah. And how old were you when you hurt your knee?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was 50, 55.
Right. So, okay. So mid-50s, active woman, yeah. Really, and feeling, were you feeling like, what am I going to do now? I mean, I felt, you said you felt sidelined. I think I would be devastated if I had that kind of injury at my age now as well, because I am so active and I want to continue that. So as you journeyed into pickleball, tell us about your progression. Tell us about learning the sport and then what led you to want to be an ambassador and coach.
Well, what I found out primarily, like I said, it's an easy game to learn and anybody can play it. I can have you and your whole Medicare Connect Millennium crowd playing in an hour. So, you know, once you do see what a sense of community it provides, I was just all in, Michelle. It was like, how can I learn more about this sport? And, you know, it is now America's leading number one sport in the U.S. It's taken off and just busting out of the seams. We're just so very excited. But just to see what it does bring to the community. And, you know, it is ideal for seniors because they don't have a whole lot of time to learn tennis. They don't have a whole lot of time on their hands. So when they can get out there and feel accomplished, hit a ball back, see how much fun it is. And, you know, the pickleball community is just, you know, incredible. They all keep in touch with each other and you don't feel so lonely. So just some of the byproducts of pickleball, like, you know, even Sarah's father, he's very involved, and just watching him out there having a great time. And just, I can even play with, you know, 10-year-old boy, we're high-fiving.
So that's awesome.
A 50-plus-year-old woman and a 10-year-old boy play a sport, high-fiving. It transcends cultures. It transcends religion. It transcends, you know, race and age. So that's just a wonderful thing.
What is involved with pickleball? Now, people will sometimes describe it as a badminton type of wiffle ball with a ping pong type of paddle. What kind of equipment are we looking at?
Well, yes, in 1965, when the game was created, it was with a ping pong paddle, it was with a wiffle ball, and it was with a badminton net that was very high originally, which as it evolved, you know, the paddle then changed. I mean, the ping pong paddle changed to an actual pickleball paddle. The ball became a little more commercialized and, you know, used for outdoors, and the badminton net came down. So, you know, it's just a paddle and a ball, and it really is not very expensive. That's another, you know, good benefit about, you don't have to, you know, spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Is it on a smaller court too?
Yes, it is. It does not take up such a big footprint like tennis. Actually, a tennis court, one tennis court can provide four pickleball courts.
Oh.
Now, as a layout, they're kind of close together, but we don't care. We're all family anyway.
Right.
So, four pickleball courts.
Is it a single player game, like two against one against each other, or is it doubles?
I primarily teach introductory doubles, and because your teams, but it can be certainly transitioned into singles. And even skinny singles, which is one side of the court or a diagonal portion of the court used. And, at the active after 50 group, we talk about all of that. Whoever visits, can't wait to see it. And everybody who comes to visit me, we'll have them hitting that ball.
Now, what do you think about having it indoors? That's one of my favorite parts about Sarah's Expos, is that there's a full pickleball court at like the UNF community, the university center, in one of the little side rooms. There's a court with a net and it's all taped off. It, it's just neat to see indoors. Do you do a lot of indoor pickleball?
Well, a lot of the YMCAs and gymnasiums and church gymnasiums, where there's a lot of outreach community that way, can be played indoors. A lot of glare on the floor. Mm. But Sarah and her group have provided just a great way to give you a good taste of the game and where you're going to want to learn more. But yeah, inside, no rain, no wind. And
it does help.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, you cannot beat that. Now, Sarah, when you offer these like crash courses or just come see us, what is the response that you get from the vendors and from the visitors?
Oh yeah. Well, people love it. We want our expos, they're active after 50 expos. We don't want anyone to walk in and, hear light mood music and feel like you just, you're visiting a true senior expo. That's not the point. We do have plenty of vendors who appeal to a 65 and up crowd. However, it's just as important for the 50 to 65 crowd. People love having pickleball. Some people come and they've literally, like you, never played before. Other people come and, they're gung-ho about it and they just wanted a place because maybe it's raining outside that day and they just wanted a place to hit the ball around. But it's great. We find fantastic coaches like Pam to come, and it really just adds another element to these events that they didn't used to have prior to including pickleball.
Yeah. So Pam, if someone's new to pickleball, let's just pick me and my husband, for example, let's just say, hey, we're over 50. We're kind of thinking of what can we do that's active together, because we both kind of do our own separate thing. Where would we start? Where do we begin?
Well, a lot of parks do have pickleball ambassadors that sometimes host beginner classes and can just kind of, like I said, go through just very basic information. You can certainly hire myself or other coaches available out on, maybe a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. But you would just contact an instructor.
Okay.
Or just even go out on the court. Sometimes people will give you tips.
Yeah, I've seen them in the parks before, and it looks kind of like daunting, like to walk up to an active pickleball. Like you see them. I mean, and the greatest thing is they're usually in the morning, when it's cooler out and the kids are in school and the parks aren't as crowded, is what I've noticed. But I think it'd be like kind of intimidating to walk up to a big pickleball group and be like, hey, I'm new. I want to learn.
The good news is you can walk up as an individual person and rotate in with a group. You don't have to have a collected foursome, but I would encourage you and your husband to learn, because a lot of, spouses and couples learn, and some singles meet other,
spouses to
engage in a little more fun.
Yeah. So. I've recently, I think like ESPN, they're going to start like the airing pickleball championships on TV. I mean, it is definitely becoming quite the sport. Do you guys feel invaded by the younger kids getting involved?
No, we're very excited to have the competition, because it's really not about, age and athleticism, although they do have maybe a little bit of edge over that. But once you start getting into pickleball and learn the nuances of it, you will see that, the older experienced person really can beat the younger wilder person.
There you go. And how's your knee, Pam? How's your knee now?
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent. No repercussions, and I'm good to go.
Well, why do you think, real quick, before we wrap this up, why do you think pickleball is easier on, is it because the court's not as big? I mean, what are the benefits of pickleball besides the social and the activity?
Well, the side effects I've seen from pickleball is weight loss, rosy cheeks, you know, the anti-depression that, or, you know, it really helps just get you out there. So, you know, you can, but yes, the social aspect is
huge. It is huge. Yeah. Well, Pam, how can folks get in touch with you? You're a certified pickleball instructor, coach, ambassador. How do people perhaps reach out to you and get that next step?
Well, if they go to the St. Augustine Pickleball Facebook page, I do a lot of promoting leagues, round robins. Certainly Sarah and Eddie's Active Over 50 event is incredible. It is more fun. It's not about, oh my, let's look at, you know, how we're getting old. It's, oh my, let's look how much fun we can have.
I agree. Are you going to be at the Active After 50 Expo in March?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
I'm going to be at UNF, and you come by and say hi and that you heard me on the radio, and I've got a prize for you.
Ooh, challenge on.
Yeah, we like prizes, don't
Pam,
we?
Pam, thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate you. You've kind of made me want to really just keep trying. So, Sarah, real quick, before we wrap up, tell us again how we can find out more about the Active After 50 group and the upcoming expos.
Yeah, so Saturday, March 18th from 10 till 2 at the University Center on the UNF campus. You can definitely stop by and check the event out this year. It's the 7th annual showing. Or if you can't make it to the event, you can check us out at the Active After 50 online Facebook page or activeafter50online.com.
All right. Well, Sarah Malone from Active After 50 Group and Pam Hatch, both of you, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you both in March on the 18th, but from 10 to 2 at the UNF University Center. Thanks for joining us today on Medicare Connect Radio.
Thanks, Michelle.
We will be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, maybe approaching 65, or just making healthcare decisions for a loved one. We invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I often joke that my kids get older, I don't. But while I wish that were actually true, it's certainly not. To be able to sit on the floor and play with future grandchildren is a must for me. And to be able to walk upstairs without getting too winded is ideal. In this episode, we're talking with experts about how to stay active and why the benefit of being active is possibly the magic pill we're looking for as we get older. Joining us now is Nicole Payne. She's the Senior Membership Director from Brooks YMCA in Jacksonville. And Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm glad to be here, as always.
Yes, I appreciate you so much. So give us a little bit of background about you. What got you into your role at Brooks? And, you know, why focusing on your senior membership is so important?
Well, I love that I have probably been a part of the YMCA nationally since I was a little kid. My mom was a group fitness instructor, and I was able to go with her to classes to kind of see how important activity was for people that she taught. And then as I got older and I had a family, I became a member of the YMCA. And then when I had the opportunity, I was able to become a group fitness instructor at Brooks. And then they just couldn't keep me away. So I kept getting more and more responsibility. And then finally transitioned into my position as membership director about a year ago. So I'm fortunate enough to see people of all ages come into the branch wanting to become healthier individuals and then help them find the best activity to help them achieve that. So I'm really very, very lucky with what I get to do. And of course, work with our seniors. We have a very large, we call them active older adults, but we have a very large active older adult senior population at Brooks and who could probably run circles around me.
Right.
We have quite a few athletes at the branch. So
How do you?
I'm excited to talk about it.
How do you get those senior members so engaged? I mean, I grew up in a YMCA also when I was in Texas. That's where I learned to play soccer. It's where I learned to swim. And I've been at the Brooks YMCA. Millennium has been active with you guys for several years. But and I love working with the older adults in your program there. How do you get them engaged? How do you encourage these senior members to come in to the branch and be their best selves?
I think that providing quality programming that's not just group fitness, but also other ways for them to be active, like pickleball, walking groups, things like that helps. We are very fortunate that our seniors are very social. So oftentimes it'll be, oh, so-and-so said to come in and try out or see if I have this benefit as part of my insurance or whatever. And then they get in the door and they just see how fun it is. We also give them, we kind of don't give them an excuse to not be active. If you like the pool, we've got Aqua Fitness. If you like more classroom style workouts, we've got that option. But then we've also have personal trainers that specialize in seniors and what their specific needs are in terms of flexibility and mobility and injury prevention. So we really do try to tap into every possible angle for seniors to take advantage of while they're in the branch.
Yeah. Earlier in the show, I referenced an AARP article titled Five Things to Do in Your 50s to Be Active at 80. And I know you have, I know you have members over 80 there. And there were the five were know your numbers. Of course, we always want to know our blood pressure and our cholesterol and our BMI and weight. Move more was another one. So we're definitely talking about that. Cut down on sugar and salt, focus on bone health. But in the fifth one on this list was prioritize strength training. And you just kind of touched on that. How do you work with seniors who may have, you know, your trainers there? I know they're very, very well equipped, but, you know, brittle bones, maybe they've had many surgeries. You know, how do you work with seniors who maybe just need to do a little more strength training?
So I think it's important to take the time to educate people as to why strength training is so important. I think especially for women, we, you know, all kind of grew up in a time when cardio was the big focus. And there was the misconception that you do a ton of cardio, you're going to be able to burn a lot of calories and then you'll lose all the weight. And, you know, it kind of lost sight of how important weight training is, and not just like 1 and 2 pound dumbbells, but like actually weight training for strength. And so what we really try to do in our classes and with our personal trainers is educate our members as to why, especially when you talk about knowing your numbers, you talk about knowing your bone density levels, knowing, you know, what kind of lean muscle mass you have when you look at your BMI and the other measurements as far as body weight and, you know, fat percentage versus muscle, kind of understanding that the more that you strength train, the better those numbers are going to get. So if you start out in an osteoporosis kind of situation and then you add weightlifting onto that, you're going to be able to sustain, maintain your bone density and then potentially improve it. So that's sometimes it's hard to say no to that.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, when you really kind of talk to them about just all the benefits.
I agree. I think you're saying all the right things there. As you engage with the older adult members that you have at the Y, what is their favorite thing to do, do you think? If you could like nail it down to one or two things, where do they gravitate to?
Group fitness.
Yeah.
Our group fitness classes are by far the most popular. Our senior classes are more popular than any other group fitness class that we have on the schedule. And we have over 85 classes available to members. So when you've got Aqua Fitness can fit up to 50 people in the pool and it is sold out every day.
There's something
like, it's
about
like a concert.
I was about to say, there's something about getting in the pool that's just so refreshing. And
it is.
I love Aqua Fitness because you don't feel like you're doing anything.
Right. Right. And you don't get sweaty.
It's true.
But our silver sneakers classes are the same way. And, you know, both classes are great because they use weights. And then of course the pool has just the natural load from the pool, but then there's also that balance, flexibility, mobility component as well. And then in our silver sneakers classes, there's also a meditation and kind of reflection time. So it really is well-rounded as far as the workout And then, of course, and I think probably most important is the social aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got people that they come in and, you know, if someone has something happen to them, everyone knows. And we're constantly, we joke that we're like the mail service up front, because we're always keeping cards and giving cards and holding flowers and giving them to somebody because they are just so connected to each other's lives. It's refreshing at a time when we're, I feel like, disconnected. Our seniors have really rebuked that, and they are very much in touch and in each other's space. It's wonderful.
Let's touch a little bit about you. You talked about Silver Sneakers, right? And is that the name of a nationwide program? Is that just a YMCA program? What is that?
It's not. I wish.
Yeah, I know.
Get the royalties off of that. No, it's
seriously.
It's a silver. So Silver Sneakers is it's a type of group fitness class, but it's also a type of membership you can have kind of through your insurance. Mm-hmm. So the class is geared towards seniors. It's like about a 30 minute kind of low to mid impact that can be done standing or in a chair. And then the other 25 to 30 minutes is the strength training, flexibility, coordination, mobility. So it is a specific class, low impact class that we have that kind of settles into a bunch of other classes that we also offer, like Zumba Gold and low impact. And we've got dance classes, and then of course our aqua fitness, and then our gentle yoga, chair yoga. Anything that you see on the schedule, there's usually a senior kind of counterpart that allows people of all ages to take the class.
That is so nice. How old do you think your oldest, do you know how old your oldest member is?
At least into their 90s.
That's awesome.
We had a member who was over 100, Mr. Herman. He passed away recently, but he was very active until then. But I'd say, yeah, definitely into our 90s. And they have health scares. We had one gentleman, he came in before and he had a health scare. And he's like, ladies, I don't know if I'm going to see you in 2023. And he had us all in tears. And then he walked through the door.
Aww.
It was like watching Lazarus walk through the door. It was crazy. But we all jumped and got up and got so excited. And it was just this, like, we're not done with you yet, you know, and it's just wonderful.
What would you recommend to seniors, you know, older adults who maybe are listening, don't live near a YMCA? What do you recommend for those folks to do just to get moving?
Walking. We live in Florida and walking is available to most of us. I think walking is wonderful because it focuses not just on cardio, but on coordination and balance. And then going to Walmart and buying a pack of dumbbells and maybe, you know, going to the library and checking out a workout video. I know they've got a large library for seniors, and just starting there. If you maybe you're nervous about going into the gym because it's overwhelming or you're worried you're not going to know what to do, use your options at home. And then once you build up confidence as far as how to move safely, you can kind of transition into the gym, and then we can help you get that next step in terms of health and fitness.
Oh, Nicole Payne, Senior Membership Director from Brooks YMCA here in Jacksonville. I really appreciate your insight. I feel your passion through the airwaves. I know how much you're dedicated to keeping your older adults healthy, and I really appreciate you today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The conversation will continue next time on Medicare Connect Radio. Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients by providing a comprehensive and coordinated approach to healthcare. We want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and schedule your next primary care visit online at millenniumphysician.com. In good health, I'm Michelle McCormick. Have a great day.